The time for just wishing is past. Time for doing, that's the time right now. Time for acting on your dream. It's time for you to look within yourself and decide that I'm in charge of my destiny. I'm in charge here.
But do you ever hear people say they are eager to live a better life? If they really desired change, they wouldn't spend their evenings just watching TV and wishing they were doing something more.
Well, because you have to judge a tree by the fruit it bears, not the fruit that it talks about.
I'll be happy when I just what? You've got to be a dreamer. You've got to see the future finished in advance. Happiness doesn't come from big pieces of great success, but from small advantages hammered out day by day.
They have faith for everybody else but themselves. They encourage everybody but themselves because they do not know that they have what it takes.
It's like you have to save your own life. Nobody's going to be able to save it for you. So we have to do what we have to do, no matter what it is.
I want you to know, I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be to your family members or your friends, or even to you.
What you're going through right now is a discovery moment.
What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances.
It is a discovery moment.
What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine.
The burdens you bear, these are discovery moments. Not moments where you discover how bad life is, but rather how strongly you have been created.
You have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
Powerful people recognize potential in people. And people of potential know power when they see it.
I want to share something with you that has changed my life. No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Say that to yourself every day. Man doesn't keep pace with his companions. Perhaps he's listening to the beat of a different drummer. Let him dance to the music that he hears, however measured or far apart.
This is the moment that you find out who you really are.
Don't be afraid.
He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed. And standing around your bed, the ghost of the ideas, the dreams, the abilities, the talents given to you by life. And there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life. The question is, if you died today, what ideas? What dreams, what abilities, what talents, what gifts will die with you?
Once more into the fray, to the last good fight I'll ever know. Live and die on this day.
interesting things. It's not that our troubles are so different. Life is life. It falls on the just and the unjust. Our pains are quite similar. It's our solutions that are different.
What I want you to do right now, I want you to think about some major goal you would like to achieve. Think about some major goal. How many of you would like to become diamond? Raise your hands.
It's not what we get that makes us happy, it's who we become. How we live our life, who we are as a person. People can take away all the things, but who you become, no one can take away.
I dare you to stop settling. I dare you to stop settling for average. You put in 120% every time, or you don't put in nothing, because listen to me very closely. Today, this opportunity you have, it might not be here next year. It might not be here the year after next. It might not be here the year after that. This is the only moment you got.
Because if you ain't pissed off with greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man in here okay with being just basic.
We have ideas that we don't act on, things we want to do. We're afraid to take chances. We go through life trying to seek security and not coming outside of our comfort zone. And we take most of our stuff with us to the grave.
Now, what do you do during the hard times, Les? Here's what you must do. Number one is you must have faith.
I need you to believe, because faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
But because I did not have a college education, because I didn't believe in myself, because I allowed other people's opinion of me to control my destiny, I didn't act on my ideas.
So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart.
Beneath all of this craziness that I've done to myself and that people have done to me, there's some treasure in this trash.
I knew that it was going to be difficult. I knew it was going to be hard. And I had people laughing at me. Les, you're talking about being a motivational speaker? And you are going to become independently wealthy. Right. They laugh. They're gonna laugh at you.
You've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential.
So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running towards your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself.
The universe will yield to you. Life will never be the same again. Live your dreams.